So the Michigan Radio Newsroom was buzzing around yesterday with rumors that Michigan Supreme Court Justice Diane Hathaway resigned. So the latest news is that Hathaway now faces a federal civil lawsuit. It accuses her and her husband of hiding assets to qualify for a short sale on a $1.5 million home in Florida. Help us understand what's going on here, Jack.
Well, this is very serious and very dismaying, Kyle. This has been rumors of this going around for at least 6 months. Justice Hathaway is alleged by the U.S. District Attorney that she and her husband improperly, fraudulently transferred property in order to get a short sale. They wanted to sell a house in Michigan for less than they owed on the mortgage. Banks only let you do that as a rule if you can show financial hardship. So allegedly, they transferred the deed for a house they have in Florida to Justice Hathaway's stepdaughter. And then after the short sale, she transferred it back to them, which clearly the U.S. District Attorney said again was fraud. She's not being charged in a criminal nature, although it's criminal activity according to the DA, but it's a civil complaint, and it's very devastating for any kind of judge, much less a Supreme Court justice, to face something like this.
Mm. Well, in other Lansing news, the House Tax Policy Committee heard an interesting testimony yesterday. A proposed bill would allow people to claim a 12-week-old fetus as a dependent for tax exemptions. Jack, what's your take on this, and do you think it has any chance of actually moving forward?
It is very hard, whatever your politics, not to see this as a move to pander to right to life, to sort of the extreme anti-abortion movement. What makes this especially ironic is that the legislature eliminated a tax exemption for real live existing children. And it's kind of hard to see how they can give you a tax exemption for a fetus, but not for a child. They would probably have to restore that. Of course, Democrats say, let's not worry about fetuses. Let's worry about restoring the tax credit to children. Now, I can't imagine this would become law. There'd be all sorts of problems with it. For example, how do you prove that you're 12 weeks pregnant on December 31st and not 11 weeks pregnant or 13 weeks pregnant? And it's some sort of a nightmare. I'm not sure. The whole point of this, of course, is to have a chilling effect on abortion. If you can't talk people out of abortion morally, maybe you can appeal to their financial nature. But I think this is sort of a sideshow. It's hard for me to see this actually coming up for a vote.
You know, there's another proposed bill that's making the headlines this week at the Capitol, and that's a massive overhaul of Michigan's school funding system. It's being reviewed. So there are a lot of proposed changes. Can you tell us about a few of those changes and sort of how they would affect the educational system here in Michigan?
Well, basically, the governor, this comes out of a task force that the governor put together, and this is something that won't be taken up in depth till next year. But the governor, as he said, wanted to allow kids to obtain schooling, as he says, any time, any place, any way, and at any pace. So you could essentially, instead of having a count day where districts are rewarded for how many kids they have in seats on a certain day, the kids could take some classes in one district, some classes in another. The catch to this is that districts wouldn't be obligated to take kids. So Bloomfield Hills, for example, or Grosse Pointe probably would not take kids from poorer districts, kids from Detroit. It would certainly limit their options. There's also a controversial thing where they would pay the kids incentives to finish high school early, which I'm not sure, and educators aren't sure, is necessarily a good thing. There's a lot to be hashed out here, but this will probably be a major focus of the new session when the new legislature comes back in January.
Jack, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.